Let's enjoy today's message by Sam Adeyemi.
Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31. All of us are going to read together. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31. God gave us a word for this year from this passage of scripture. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 to 31. All of us are going to read together. Are you ready? Let's go. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail or fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We'll title our discussion today, Soar Like an Eagle. Soar like an eagle. Because God used these birds to describe exactly what he wants to do in our lives. Well, the eagle is an amazing bird. An amazing bird for many reasons. God just put it in its class, you know, in a class all by itself. And that tells me that this season of your life, God is going to make you a source of amazement. When the eagle moves through the sky, the first thing you observe about it is that it does not like to flap its wings. It likes to soar. It likes to glide. It's a beauty to behold. In the name of Jesus Christ, the season of struggling is over. This year, your life will show proof of the grace of God. What lifts the eagle is the wind. I prophesy by the power of the Holy Spirit that this year, it will be very evident that God is helping you. The results you will turn out will be beyond the capacity of your human effort. It will be obvious to everyone that your results are better than your efforts can produce. The eagle flies as high as 10,000 feet. No other bird flies that high. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that your promotion this year will be dramatic. Your promotion this year will be phenomenal. You will rise to heights you never rose to before. And, well, I'm sorry to say, but I see a lot of envy. I see there'll be a lot of envy. You know, in Mark chapter 10, Jesus said, if you give everything, brothers, sisters, houses, everything, lands, for my sake and for the gospel's sake, he said, you will receive a hundredfold with persecution. I see that for some of us, your promotion will be so powerful, persecution will come with it. I don't desire it for you. It's just that it's going to change the equation of the relationships around your life to the extent some people may not know how to handle it. Your promotion this year will be phenomenal. If you believe that, say amen. All right. One of the distinct characteristics of the eagle is its capacity for seeing. One of those things that makes the eagle distinct is the power of its eyes. See, the eagle is a small bird. I mean, average weight, 3.2 kilograms, that's in kilograms. But its eyeballs are almost as big as the human eye. It's almost disproportionate. Okay, so the eye is an important feature to the eagle. It's so sharp, its power of sight is anywhere from 4 to 8 times the power of the human eye. That's when the human eye has perfect vision. The eagle will beat it in its capacity for seeing. It sees clearly, sharper than the human eye, 4 to 8 times better. The power of vision. So, from some hundreds of feet up, an eagle can see a fish swimming in the river. Fishermen will tell you it's very difficult for you to do that. Because when you pick the average fish, you will observe that its back is gray colored. It's designed like that for the protection of the fish. So that when you look at it from the surface of the water, it blends with the color of the water. Yet the eagle picks it out clearly from the sky and dives, picks the fish and goes back into the sky. It is said that from 1,000 feet up, the eagle can see a rabbit that is moving about 3.2 kilometers away. That's how sharp its vision is. Okay? And God now says that those that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings like the eagle. So when you learn to wait on God, when you learn to put your trust in God, when you learn to hang around God, when you develop an intimate relationship with God, it impacts on your capacity for vision. The eagle has color vision, okay, which gives it the capacity to see very high pixels. It sees colors clearly. I mean, from the sky, they say that if it sees 5 squirrels and all 5 have different tones of colors, it will pick out the distinct features of each one. You read all through the Bible. Anyone that had an intimate relationship with God had capacity for seeing things before they happened. The eagle has 2 eyelids. Amazing. 2 eyelids. And also, they say that it has the capacity to see wider than the human being. The average human being only has 180 degree coverage. In other words, you only see as far as this way with your 2 eyes. You can't see what's behind you. The eagle has 340 degree coverage of sight. Okay? So this is important. Every human being has the capacity to operate with 2 eyes. We have our natural eyes, and God gave us an imagination. God gave us the capacity to see spiritually. We have spiritual eyes. We have inner eyes. When God says that you will mount up with wings like eagles, the power of eyesight or the power of sight is a major function of it. The power of sight is a major function of it. What is God suggesting? He's going to take you to heights from which you will gain perspective beyond that of the average human being. The point is, with that height to which the eagle goes, it can see things. It's amazing. God could have given it the capacity to go that high without it having to see that sharply. It would be understandable. Nobody would blame the eagle for not seeing what's on the ground when God takes him that high into the sky. But no, God combined that height with sight. He combined the height with sight. Not only can the eagle see far, it can see clearly into details. When you walk with God, God will give you what we call strategic vision. Not every direction is your direction. Not every road is your road. Not every opportunity is your opportunity. What God gives you is His own perspective to your life, to issues, to circumstances, to people. When you mount up with wings like eagles, you see the way God sees. See what God did with Abraham in Genesis 15. Lift up your eyes and look, he said, as many as the stars are, so will your descendants be. That's perspective. That's the changing of a vision. When God changes your vision, He changes your life. Because that vision changes everything. Your destiny has been tied to what you see. Your destiny has been tied to what you see. The eagle's food is tied to its power of sight. That's where and how he recognizes the rabbit. That's how he sees the antelope. That's how he sees the fish in the river. What you see is what you get. What you see is what you seize. So in Genesis chapter 13, God had spoken to Abraham and given him an instruction. Genesis 13, 14 and 15. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward and westward. He said, for all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. Amazing. God tied Abraham's future to his capacity to see. What you don't see, you don't get. He said, lift up your eyes from the place where you are. If the place where you are is low, you will not see far. I mean, when I stand on the ground, I can't see far. In this room right now, my vision is blocked. It's powerful, it's good. I can see all the people in this room, but I can't see beyond those walls. Limited. You take me 100 feet up, it changes my perception, changes my vision. I climb up a 20-story building, I look out from the window or the balcony, my perception changes altogether. What I see changes altogether. He said, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are. So we have to start from there. So where are you? When the eagle builds a nest, you know, with its mate, it goes to the highest level of a tree or it goes into the cleft of the rock, very high. So they say that the nest of the eagle is usually not threatened because usually other people can get there, other birds can get there. From the place where you are, you have to ask yourself where you are with God at the moment, where you are in your spiritual journey at the moment, where you are in your prayer life at the moment. Look from the place where you are. But gratefully, it says, those that wait on the Lord. One of the greatest gifts God will give you on this planet is perspective. Helping you to see the way He sees. It changes everything. What you don't see, you don't get. April 1994, I asked Pastor Nike to let us go to the beach in Lagos. We went to the beach to pray. I had experienced quite a number of disappointments and I was sensing like, no, my destiny is bigger than this. My destiny is greater than this. I cannot be stranded at this stage. And we went there fasting that day. We got there, rented one of the boots, and we were praying. We would pray and then share together, what's God saying to you? What are you sensing? What are you hearing? And the Spirit of God said to me, I have brought you to a place of higher mountain tops and peaks. He said, but you are still flying at your old level. That's why you are colliding with those mountains. He said, come up higher. Come up higher. I said, okay, how do I do that? He said, continue the prayer and the fasting. I'll show you something. And then some days later, some 11 days later, he said, you can stop the fast, continue the prayer. And it took about 3 months before I woke up one morning and the Spirit of God spoke to me from the place where I was, in God, waiting on God, praying every day, asking Him questions. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1, he said, I'm going to set myself on the tower and I will see what the Lord will say to me. Okay? Where you are determines what you see. Where you stand determines what you see. This year, you need to ensure that you are in the right place with God. Absolutely important. You're in the right place with God in terms of your fellowship with God, in terms of your intimacy with God. When God spoke to me, He said, I'm taking you to the next level through the teaching gifts that I have given you. And you are going to teach people how to succeed. Said you'll do it on radio, TV, through conferences, seminars, publications, and so on. And He said, those things I'm telling you, you cannot do where you are right now. You will move out and you will start a church. In that church, you will help people to discover and to release their potentials. And in the process of doing that, they will become examples, models to other people in the society. That was many years ago. That was over 2 decades ago. But what I saw. That was just it. Was a revelation. It's the vision. Lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritually, your position changes this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, the days of immaturity are over. Being spiritual babies are over. The days of seeing the way every other person in town sees, those days are over. I prophesy your spiritual life will be sweet this year. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So you have 2 sets of eyes. With your physical eyes, you sense natural phenomena, but with your spiritual eyes, you have the capacity to see things that have never happened before. Okay? So, the eagle sees farther than every other bird. In 2018, you will see farther. And in 2018, you will see more clearly in the name of Jesus Christ. So this is my strong recommendation. In 2018, spend time in prayer. Because it is prayer that gives you that elevation to God's dimension. So you can see from where God is. I will stand upon my watch, set myself on the rampart or the tower, and then see what the Lord will say to me. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1. Verse 2, he says, and the Lord answered me. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ. This year is your year of answered prayers. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. The next 20 years take shape for you this year in the name of Jesus Christ. For someone, the next 30 years, 40 years, 50 years take shape for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at the remarkable statement that Jesus made about Abraham. John chapter 8 verse 56, he said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and he saw it and was glad. In fact, the people around said, eh? What are you talking about? You're not even 50 years old. Did Abraham meet you? How did Abraham see you? He was not talking about physical eyes. That Abraham so walked with God that he saw Jesus. That's one of the most beautiful things on this planet. Abraham so walked with God, he saw Jesus. And I believe that it happened on the Mount Moriah, where God told him to sacrifice his son. When he was willing to put down his own son, God matched his sacrifice that he was going to provide his own son also many decades later. And it became inevitable that Jesus would come through the lineage of Abraham. Abraham saw Jesus ahead. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ that the things that eyes have not seen, that ears have not heard, that have never entered into the heart of any man, the things God has in mind on his agenda, if Jesus tarries for decades to come, for centuries to come, heaven will bring them into manifestation through you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. this year, you will be spiritually sensitive. You will see things you never saw before. You will hear things you never saw before. Part of the essence of our soaring higher is so we can see farther. The next few years will be exciting for you. Whatever it was that Abraham saw, it got him excited. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it. This is really beautiful. Secondly, spend time in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That's what the prayer really should be about. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't go into the presence of the Holy Spirit with your imagination filled with junk, with your imagination filled with revenge or retaliation. Present your imagination to the Holy Spirit. Let him paint what he wants to paint there. Don't go into prayer dictating to the Holy Spirit what he should do. And don't turn him into your errand boy to go help you settle scores with people you are not happy with. Go into the presence of the Holy Spirit, yielding your imagination to him. Let him paint pictures there. One of the most beautiful things I experienced early in my Christian life was that I would pray and it would be like somebody pressed play in my imagination, and I would begin to see myself in the future, standing before people to teach and to share. And one, it happened only when I prayed. Two, it could never have come from me because I was shy, but I saw it. With that, my future was being defined. I prophesy in the name of Jesus Christ, your prayer life this year will be sweet. Heaven will give you video clips. You will see beautiful things. He said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. He was happy. What is the source of confusion to people around you today? Heaven will show you clearly where those things will end. You will see your business on a new dimension. You will see your marital destiny, new dimension. Your marriage, new dimension. Your children, new dimension. You will see your finances. You will see yourself on a new dimension in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Okay? And then I will encourage that you do a lot of meditation. Spend time dreaming, yielding your imagination to the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. The Holy Spirit activates your inner faculties. He taught me to use my imagination. You know, when I was pastoring the first church in Lagos, and there were three people in there, it was a cinema hall, and I would go in very early in the morning before they would begin to show the films, and I would stand on the stage and speak to all the members, filling up the whole space. Then I would go down and walk down the aisles, talking to church members, imaginary church members, sitting, you know, on the seats. And then I would leave there and go to the office, very tiny office then, sit down, close my eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and let the dream, the vision sink in with the help of the Holy Spirit. Eventually, the place was packed out because the Holy Spirit was teaching me. I would walk on the street. I didn't have a car of mine. When I went on the taxi or rode on the bus, the Holy Spirit taught me. He taught me how to break free from my current natural realities and to create new realities, you know, in cooperation with the Holy Spirit. I would just go missing from the bus. In my imagination, I would be driving my own beautiful cars around the city. Sometimes I would be at the airport about to take off to some other part of the world. All that was in my imagination. Holy Spirit was teaching me the power of vision. I live today the reality of the things that the Holy Spirit showed me yesterday. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. Before this month is over, your new level will be defined in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands with me and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I yield my imagination to the Holy Spirit. Paint new pictures. Give me new visions. Give me new dreams. I mount up with wings like an eagle. I will see what I have never seen before. I will hear what I have never heard before. In Jesus' name. If you believe that, say amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I receive a fresh baptism of your Spirit on everyone that is a part of this service, either physically or online, even the person that will watch on TV later or listen to the audio. I receive a baptism of the Spirit of God while they are watching or listening to this or in this service. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy the opening of eyes, the opening of ears, the enlargement of hearts to receive the deposits of the new visions and dreams that you have for us. And for each one that receives a revelation from God, Heavenly Father, I receive the power to help them with the execution. Lord, I baptize each person's prayer life that every time they stand or kneel and begin to pray or sit, that the heavens will be open over them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I pray for the person in this service who's honest enough to admit my relationship with God is not okay. Lord, we thank you because sin will always blur our vision. Sin will never allow us to see what you want us to see. And you sent Jesus, your son, to die on the cross for us. The price has been paid for our sins. So there's forgiveness in this room right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Can I ask if you're that honest person who says, Pastor Sam, my relationship with God is not okay. I want God to forgive me my sins. Can you please put your hand on your heart where you are? Let's say this prayer together as we receive forgiveness from God. Maybe you've said the prayer before, but you've so backslidden into sin. God forbid you die, appear before God tonight. You are not absolutely sure you will make heaven. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Can you also put your hand on your heart? God bless you. It's a new world for you. The heavens open over you. The power of God will touch you where you are. Please say this prayer after me. Dear God, I believe that Jesus paid for my sins. I ask you to forgive me and to accept me as your child. Thank you for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, thank you because we know you heard each person's prayer and their sins are forgiven right now. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, they're free, free from guilt, free from condemnation. And the nature of sin is removed from them now. Through the power of your Spirit, your own nature you have put into them now. We thank you for the miracle of change. In Jesus' name, amen.